worship with us. Riley, it's so good to see you. Praise God. We're honored. Yaki, the guests that are with you, it's a great pleasure to see them in the house of the Lord. Amen. Others that are here, God bless you. Amen. If you have your Bible, want to turn with me to Song of Solomon chapter 2. Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 15. And when you get there, it's going to be a familiar passage of scripture, but amen, I don't care how familiar it is, it's great to see what God can do when we let God have his way. Praise God. So Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse 15. Amen. Are you thankful you still believe that Jesus is Lord? Amen. Are you still thankful that there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved? Are you thankful that there's just one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father, one God, Father of all, who's above all, through all, in us all? Amen. Hallelujah. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. The scripture says here, it says, take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. But little foxes will spoil the things, even with tender grapes. Think about it. Little foxes and their desire to get a hold of these tender grapes, and at the time when the grape is just ripening, that fox will jump up. He can't get to where those little grapes are. He jumps up, nipping at it with his claws and paws and teeth, and begins to scratch those little vines that had the tender grapes and destroys them. That was an age-old problem of little things, such as a little fox destroying something sweet. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight about little giants and big defeats. How little things will cause such a big detriment. Amen. Let's put our Bible down just for a moment. And I want you to lift your hands and thank the Lord that he's here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We love and we praise you, God. We bless your name. Thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost and the fire that you have for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you and I praise your beautiful name. God, I honor you. I thank you for what I feel right now in your house. God, the Spirit, Lord. Lord, that's bubbling inside my heart, Lord, to feel your presence in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Little giants can cause big defeats. Think about Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 9. The Bible says a little leaven, a little bit of yeast in a lump of bread will cause it to change. It will cause the whole thing to start rising. 1 Corinthians 5 and 6 says, your glorying is not good. And it says, don't you know, again it repeats, that just a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Hebrews the 12th chapter verse 1, it tells us to lay aside every sin and the weight that easily besets us. Have you ever realized sometimes it's not big things that gets us? It's little things that begin to destroy us. Little things begin to defeat us. Amen. Just a little word somebody says that is derogatory. Just a little word of insult. That's all it takes. A little insult gets under your skin and in your thinking cap and calls you to be defeated. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you, great defeats happen by little things. Amen. And I want you to think about today how when even a candle left unattended could cause a house to burn down. A little flame that is left unguarded, amen, causes so much destruction. And sin, when it's left unchecked, grows and it consumes. Small things could have enormous consequences. Even a teeny germ. Think about a little germ. How deadly a disease that could happen. A little compromise in your spiritual life could lead to a major defeat. Amen. Many great downfalls in history and in scripture started with something small. Something unaddressed. Something unchecked and something tolerated. But friend, tonight I'm glad for the power of God. Amen. That my God gives us power even over the little things. Amen. Little things. Germs of are everywhere. Germs are little things, but they're everywhere. But immunity matters. Amen. I'm glad I have an immunity system in Jesus Christ. Amen. Germs are present around us all day long. But a strong immunity system can completely resist them. Think with me. Likewise, sin and temptation seems to be all around us. But a strong spiritual life where you still pray, you still believe God, and you keep the word of God a priority, you could resist the greatest giant there is by the word being inside of you. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand and withstand in this evil hour. I don't care how big the giant is. I got a great big God who stands with me that is bigger and greater and more powerful than anything. Amen. Hallelujah. Think about germs, including bacteria, viruses, fungi, can be killed by various methods. Chemical disinfectants we use today to help fight is bleach. It kills bacteria, it kills viruses and fungi. Amen. What about alcohol? Effective against most germs, including viruses, is alcohol. Hydrogen peroxide will kill bacteria and viruses. It breaks down the cell structures. What about ammonia compounds found in many household disinfectants? Man, there's something about it. Amen. When something starts smelling clean in the house and there's a cleaning agent, and you know that it has been disinfected, it's all right to sit down and enjoy. What about just plain soap and water? You know, soap and water removes germs and disrupts the viral membranes that a germ has. Amen. That's the reason why we need soap and water, friend. Amen. Iodine-based antiseptics is used in the hospital against a range of many pathogens. Amen. Oh, friend, there's many things, even physical methods to get rid germs. Do you know that heating and boiling and pasteurizing, autoclaving destroys many germs. UV light, ultraviolet radiation kills bacteria and viruses, destroyed and things that come against you. What about drying and sunlight? You know, even the sunlight reduces microbial survival. We need some sunlight. When you walk in the light, amen, you got power over the enemy of darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. I want the Holy Ghost light to shine in my heart. Every crevice, every corner. Amen. Lord, let it shine and let it work and let it defeat the enemy of my soul. High pressure steam. A lot of the medical tools are used. They use this high pressure steam called autoclaving for sterilization. And it's amazing. The dental tools, the stainless steel, surgical tools of stainless steel. And thank the Lord, they just don't take it from your mouth and put it in my mouth or somebody else's mouth that you don't know, but they begin to clean them and high pressure autoclaving them and cleaning them. And I'm thankful tonight that my God has a cleaning system. My God has a power to take the filthiness and the unholy out of our life, the things that keep on messing us up. And God is still God enough to cleanse and purify. I don't care how bad they've been. I don't care where they've been. I got a God who's still able tonight. You know, a person who eats right, exercises, take care of their body, can fight off infections better than somebody who just neglects their health. And when we stay spiritually close to God, we build up a resistance. And there's something about little things, little germs, little things that come. It's amazing. But the Bible speaks, we read a while ago, about little foxes, the dangers of those little foxes. They were small, destructive animals in vineyards. And they would ruin crops before they could become fully mature. And these spiritual little sins, like small lies, unchecked thoughts, bitterness, jealousy is a little small unseen thing that gets on the inside. But oh friend, can it ever destroy spiritual growth? What about bitterness? The Bible says a root of bitterness springing up defiles not just you but many. All it takes is the domino effect of something so small as bitterness. What about a little lie? A little lie used to twist and begin to come against somebody's reputation. A little lie is all it takes to burn down somebody's reputation and strongholds. The scripture gives many examples of little things that mess people up. Achan in the Bible, in Joshua the 7th chapter, he stole just a little stolen treasure. And he hid it on the floor of his tent. Something small and insignificant. But friend, when Israel went to battle, they lost that battle. And they knew that something was wrong in the camp. They went by tribe, and finally they came to the tribe that Achan belonged to. And they came to the house of Achan. And they found that he had stolen something. When God says, when you go in the city, don't take anything. It all belongs to God. Don't touch it at all. And friend, he had to just get a hold of something. Just a little bit of treasure from the world. A little bit of rebellion is all it takes. And Achan and his family were taken outside the camp as a result of their sin. His babies, his wife, his children, all because of this man's greed and disobedience and rebellion. And they were stoned to death. What about Samson? Judges the 16th chapter. A few indulgences in sin led him to a great downfall. Samson was a mighty strong man. I mean, he had it all together, Charlie. I mean, he could pick up the gates of a city and walk off with them. He was a man who fought many people. Just only weapon he could find was an old dead skull of a donkey. And he took the jawbone out of it and he slew many people with it, Philistines. But all the thing it took for him is a little bit of indulging in sin. And sin got a hold of him. I want to tell you, saints of God, only thing it takes is little bitty giants, little bitty germs of sin, little things that is left unattended in your life, little things we play with, we can't allow to come in. It's kind of like an unattended candle. A candle, if you just leave it, whatever, it can destroy everything you got. And small sins, if we ignore them, can spread beyond, and the extent can be beyond what we could expect. James, the 1st chapter says, when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Friend, when sin does a finishing work, it does more than what you could ever pay for and ever you could ever imagine, what you could account for. Sin is a destructive agent. Amen. Just because, amen, somebody just compromised just a little bit. I want to tell somebody, I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. I have a God who's able to help me through my sin. Amen. But we have to get to that place like Psalm 139 that says, search me, O Lord. Know my heart. I want God to search. When the doctors begin to look at your body, they begin to look and run labs. They check your blood. They check your urine. They check every different things. They begin to check your balances and your chemicals in your body. And it don't take very long. They'll do EKG and they'll do different things to check you out. And they'll find an imbalance there. They're able to say, your iron is too high. You need to stay away from this and that and that. And they begin to work to regulate these things inside of your body that give you a greater immunity. But whenever we get to the place that we just ignore things and just say, oh, well, it don't matter, whatever. Amen, friend. There will be a toll taken on us. And friend, I want to just tell you, saint of God, amen, it pays to hang on to the things of godliness and righteousness and holiness. Amen. Hey, friend, this world should not be your home. Amen. But you ought to invest your life into the kingdom and the things of God. Amen. Hear me. Eternity is too long for us to be tricked by something small and something minute to get a hold of us. Bitterness is not worth harboring in our hearts. little insignificant things. We got to call ourselves into action. You know what your life needs addressing the most? Ask God to reveal some little small compromises that you've allowed to come in and strengthen your spiritual immunity. Start working on you. Start saying no to some things. Start saying, God, I need something in my life stronger. I need to be a stronger person for you. Amen. It's kind of like this, little things. There was a man who bought a beautiful home. And this home was beautiful. But one thing he failed to do is have a, now they make you do it, but have a termite check. And this beautiful house, the inside was full of termites. It didn't take long for that beautiful house to start crumbling. Even the foundation was peering beam. Pretty soon, the man lost everything he had. All because something small like that started. You know, termites don't sleep. And hell don't sleep. Sin don't sleep. Amen. Neither does my God. I'm thankful I have a God who's on call tonight. A God who's there for me. Amen. And the scripture we read this morning, if God be for you, who can be against you? I'm glad I have somebody for me. I'm glad I have somebody for my life. Amen. Hey, friend, hell's not for you. Amen. The world's not for you. But I have a God who's for me today. You know, even Judas, he didn't betray Jesus overnight. It started with little compromises. He was in charge of the disciples' money, but secretly he began to steal it. John 12:6. And greed got a hold of his heart, and he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. His small sinfulness led to a tragic end. I want to tell you, nobody falls away from God suddenly. It's always a series of small compromises that will lead to a major defeat. Amen. It was a little lady that kept on having issues, health issues. I mean, on and on and on. She went through the struggle in her body. They gave her all kind of medications. She tried this and that. And doctor says, ma'am, we got to run a more tighter allergy test on you. They put her in the hospital and they started running very specific things. And they began to check her body for what she was allergic to. And the doctor came back and he sat with her with the specialist. And the specialist said, ma'am, he said, for the past 4 years, you have been extremely sick and your body immunity has nosedived. He said, do you have a dog in your house? She said, yes, I have two dogs. He said, you are highly allergic to dogs. She said, I don't want to get rid of my dogs. And he said, ma'am, I could give you medications, but they cannot fight. We got to get rid of the problem. Oh, but I want my dogs. And she kept on having sicknesses and sickness. She kept on going to her primary physician, and he would ask her. He said, ma'am, have you got rid of those dogs yet? She said, no, just give me something to fight this. He said, I'm telling you, I can medicate you, but medicating is not helping your immunity system. You got a problem in your life. You got a problem in your home. And the reason why you can't conquer it is because it's coming against you. Oh, she had her house tested for mold. She had her house tested for different things. It was her two dogs. Finally, she had a daughter. The daughter came over and said, Mama, she said, what's been going on? She said, I'm so mad at the doctors. They said, I got to get rid of my dogs. She said, Mama. She said, I want you around. She said, I'm not getting rid of my dogs. Don't start that with me. And the girl said, Mama, I want you more than these old dogs you got. And pretty soon, and my mama got so sick and she got put in the hospital. And the girl said, you know, it don't look like Mama's going to make it. She took both the dogs to the pound. She took them where they needed to go. And, well, after about 7 days, Mama come home from the hospital, back to the house. The house was clean and sanitized. And she went, it's Sassy. Sassy didn't show up. Here, Bozo. Bozo didn't show up. She looked at her daughter and said, where are they at? She said, Mama, she said, we have talked to you. The doctors have talked to you. They talked to me again. You need to get rid of the problem. Oh, those little dogs don't hurt. Do you know that lady never had another problem? Amen. With her allergies, with her problems, amen, of life. It was a strong immunity that happened that started building in her body. And she lived, amen, for many years, all because somebody got rid of the problem in their life. I want to tell somebody tonight, when you get rid of the dog in your life, the things that are dragging you down, you get rid of the things that is hurting you, God will give you victory. I had an uncle, and some of you know Brother Philip Rhodes, that's his uncle too. He would call back to his mother. His mother was an aging widow lady. All her kids were gone. Grandkids all grew up. And every time he would call my great aunt, Aunt Ella Mae was her name. Aunt Ella Mae would get on the phone, and she would just cry. I'm so depressed, Charles. I'm so depressed. And Charles was a preacher. And so he lived about 3 hours away. And many times he'd go back home and his mom would be depressed and he'd comfort her. She'd get all right. Go back home. No sooner he gets back over there and she'll call crying again. She had family. She had a large church right there. People all around her. Her kids living around her. But she was always depressed. Charles began to pray, Lord, give me an indication what's wrong. What's triggering this? And he got to noticing every time she would call in the background, she was playing the same old cassette tape back in those days of a man. He was a Christian singer, but it was one of those, last night I went back to the place where I used to live. And I saw the same old crowd I used to know. And Mama would listen to the same old song and get to crying and got depressed. Well, what I understand, Uncle Charles got tired of it. He drove all the way to his mama's house and he reached in the cassette player and he took it out, put it in his pocket. On the way home, he threw it out the window. Amen. From that place forward, Mama never called him back crying. I'm telling you, he got to the source of it. I'm glad tonight that I have a God that will help us when we get to the source in our life. Amen. Hear me. Little bitty giants sometimes, little bitty things can defeat you. Amen. Amen. Little things can get under your skin and cause misery for your whole house, your children, their lifestyle, where somebody just lets something bug them all the time. Get rid of the bugs in your life. You can't afford to go to hell with bugs in your brain and bugs in your life. Amen. You need victory. Amen. Oh, somebody needs to get the disinfectant out in your life and begin to say, Lord, I need a good cleansing. I need a good bug ridden. I need something to rid the bugs out of my heart and my mind that I could be victorious. You only have one opportunity to live. Why don't you live with all your heart? Why don't you live with all your soul? Live with all your might and be who God's called you to be. Hey, friend, God wants you to have victory. Little bitty giants. I love it. Man, it's been several years ago. Two young girls came. They were from California. They had been on the missionary field in Brazil with their daddy. They came to Nacogdoches. Our church was still located in Central Heights. And they rented an apartment, a two-bedroom apartment, from our local sheriff, Thomas Kurz. And they were in that apartment, and they made a call. It wasn't a 911 call, but almost. And whoever they call, when they get there, Elizabeth, and I can't remember the other girl's name, Alana? Alana and Elizabeth were standing on the bed with a broom, and they said, there's a spider in the room. Hey, friend, they finally got rid of the spider. Amen. They felt so, it pinned them on that bed with fear. And if there's things in your life that is causing you to have fear, things that are costing you, amen, victory in your life, you need to get to that place that you get to raid out. Amen. Oh, we need a Holy Ghost raid against the germs of sin and the things of God. Amen. Oh, friend, I can remember another time. I went to West Texas and I like to hunt. And we have a box stand, which is just a box made out of plywood. It's got windows. It's got a little door. You crawl in. It's a blind. And you get in it and hide from the deer. It's got little windows. And I can remember having a can of Raid in there. And there on that top shelf was that Raid can. And that Raid can was surrounded by a spider web. Charlie, you couldn't even see the can hardly. And there, on that spider web was a big brown recluse. And I got to thinking, I need that Raid can. But I don't want to put my hand in its web. And that web had collected dust, and he had made another web on top of it, or she, whatever it was. And I can remember finding a stick. He said, if I could just get that can, if I could just get that can off that shelf, that spider's going to get it. And I can remember taking that, Sister Brenda, and reaching and poking that can through that web. And I yanked it hard. That can fell on the ground, on the floor of that deer stand. I got the cap of it off, and I seen that spider crawling. And friend, I emptied a whole can of Raid on it. Amen. But I want to tell somebody, you need to raid the giants. You need to raid the things that will perplex you and cause you harm. I love the scripture that says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I want to talk about a little giant called Goliath. Oh man, he was tall, wasn't he? He was big, wasn't he? He was such a big creature. Get on one of these chairs if you can. Stand up, brother. I mean, he was a big old dude. Charlie, run up here, buddy. Goliath was tall. He was a warrior. He was a mercenary. You know what a mercenary is? Somebody hired to kill people. And he had a big, bad armor bearer that carried his sword, a shield, and his armor. Can you imagine having Charlie? Charlie's a big old boy. You got it from your daddy. Your daddy's a big old boy. Can you imagine having that man holding that shield up? Goliath could growl all he wants as long as he got somebody like Charlie in front of him. So on the other side of the battle, when Goliath kept on imposing threats, the Bible says the king of Israel, his name was Saul. Saul began to shake in his sandals. I mean, he was shaking because Goliath said, send me a man. And the armor of Israel had all kind of men, but there wasn't a man enough to go face him. Till God sent a man after his heart. Woo, hallelujah. Come on up here, Austin. Amen. I use you this morning. Come on, David. He sent a man after his heart. Come on. Somebody that knew how to pray and sing and worship God. He sent a praiser. He sent one that walked with God. He sent one that knew the Lord as his shepherd. But you got to realize, as big, ugly Goliath, and look at his big old ugly bodyguard. Oh, gruff himself, tough and mean. But the Bible says, David said, y'all not going to take him on? This battle's not ours anyway. He said, the battle belonged to God. You know what David said? You come to me with shield and sword, but I come to you.
By the name of the Lord.
Yeah, he got a little brain freeze, but in the name of the Lord, amen, he took the stone. It only took just something small and insignificant, amen. But I want to tell you, little is much when God is in it, amen. Austin, you swing it around, amen. Come on, put it in that sling, buddy, amen. Get that sling out. Put that stone in it, amen. He began to praise God. God, the battle is yours. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You have a shield, but look at the shield that I have. He's the glory and the lifter at my head. And friend, when he let the rock go, the rock found its place. Boom. And Goliath had to fall. Who's the giant now? Who's the victorious one now? Amen. It's the one that follows God. The one that puts their trust in the Almighty God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Would you stand and give the Lord praise tonight? Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Charlie Holly. Yeah. Somebody needs to say yes. Come on, I'm on the winning side. Are you on the winning side tonight? I love the part where David goes and get Goliath's big old ugly head and takes the sword. What happened to Big Grug? What happened to him? Man, he took off and ran away. He got out of the picture. But they took the head of that old ugly Goliath, held it up after he cut it off with Goliath's own sword. Hallelujah. And there finally came victory in the camp. I said there was victory in the camp. There was victory for the people of God. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody the Holy Ghost tonight. Maybe if you get ahead, you get the head of your problem. You get the head of your giant. You can have victory. You may be the hindrance to your children, your husband, your wife. Victory, victory shall be mine.
What do you feel? Victory in the house. Victory in the house. We're going to possess our land. Victory in the house. There's victory in the house. Victory in the house.
Come on, I'm going in.
Going in to possess our land.
Victory belongs
victory
to me.
Victory in the house.
Sing it, somebody.
Victory in the house.
Victory, victory.
Victory in the house.
I'm going in to possess the land.
Victory in the house.
Come on, victory belongs to you, saint of God. Quit letting it bug you.
Going in to possess our land. Victory in the house. Claiming victory in the house. Victory in the house. I'm going in to possess our land. Victory is in the house. I'm claiming victory in the
house. Come on, make your claim.
Victory in the house. I'm going in to possess the land. Victory's in the house. I'm claiming victory. Victory in the house. I'm going in to possess the land. Victory in the house. Oh, victory in the house. Victory in the house. I'm going in to possess the land. Victory in the house.
I'm going in to possess the land. Victory in the house.
Victory in the house. Victory in the house. I'm going in.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay in defeat mode. You could be in victory mode tonight. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. Every unseen chain tonight. Every unseen giant. What's holding you back? What's hindering you from your victorious life? Has something frustrated you in life's journey that you constantly have to take the blame, throw out, and blame everybody else why you can't live for God and can't be victorious? We don't have an excuse one when we got the God of heaven that kills the giants that come against us. Hallelujah. Pray with that person near you. Let the Holy Ghost minister through you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, believe the Lord with that person. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy that you have for my victory, Jesus. The peace that you have for my soul, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, fresh victory we pray for. Fresh wind. Fresh wind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever caught your breath? You got a second wind? How many needs a brand new W-I-N? A new win, new victory. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to give you a win tonight that you could be victorious in Him, strong in the Lord. And the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand and withstand in this evil hour, having done all to do, stand. Amen. Because when you stand for God, you got a God that stands with you. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel it right now. Hallelujah. Somebody put your armor on tonight. Hallelujah. Armor up tonight. Hallelujah. When you armor up, God will be your armor all. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord God. Spirit of defeat, your history in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Woo, hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Feels good what I feel right now in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Somebody pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you seal the deal by just saying amen tonight? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, it's good to see your faces tonight. And remember those that couldn't be here due to the crazy circumstances, sickness, everything else. Amen. Be in prayer this week for our brothers and sisters that we requested prayer for tonight. We're so glad you're here. Terry, is this going to be your last round, or do you got another time to see us? Amen. Terry's just started his year back with the carnivals. He travels. You know what? I'm so thankful that Terry's came. Amen. Drove 45, 50 miles. Amen. To come worship with us these times. Let's give him a hand. And if Terry, somebody comes up to you and buys you out and say, I want all of it. Amen. We want you to make this your home. Amen. Praise God. We love and appreciate you. Amen. It's good to see somebody sitting over here next to Aunt Sharon. We love you. I'm so thankful you're here. Your church loves you. Waylon, good to see you tonight. We love you. Amen. Riley, same here, girl. Amen. I've known Riley since the day she was born.
Are we there?
Amen. Praise God. We love everybody. God bless you. Amen. Yaki, those with you tonight, God bless. Let's go to heaven, how? And let's go victorious. Shake hands around you and tell them, I got the victory.